Today we're building a midnight Amen style jungle ARP in Ableton Live 12, and the goal is to make it feel like a dusty midnight record pull, chopped, saturated, a little unstable, and full of vinyl character. This is a really useful sound for drum and bass, because DNB thrives on movement, without clutter. You want energy in the midrange, but you still need room for the kick, snare, sob, and breakbeat to breathe. So instead of writing a huge lead line, we're going to make a tight rhythmic ARP that acts like a texture, a hook, and a tension layer all at once. We'll keep this beginner-friendly and use stock Ableton devices only. First, choose a source sound with some personality. A vocal fragment works great here. It could be a breathy ah, a chopped syllable, or a short spoken word bit. A tonal synth stab can also work, but for this lesson I want you to think of the source like a sample you'd pull from a record. Something minor, moody, and a little worn is perfect. Drag that sample into Ableton and turn warp on if it's an audio clip. If it's a vocal, Complex Pro is usually a good place to start. If it's a stab or more rhythmic sound, Beats can work well too. Trim away anything you don't need. You want the useful part only. If the sample is too bright, that's okay. We'll shape it later. Now drag the sample into Simpler on a MIDI track. This is where it becomes playable like an instrument. If the sound is already short and punchy, one shot is fine. If you want a little more control over the chop, Classic Mode can feel more natural. Set the start point so you're not hearing dead air. Keep the voices at one so the chops stay tight and monophonic. That helps the sound feel more like a sampled edit than a lush pad. Set the amp envelope release fairly short so the notes don't smear together. Around 50 to 150 milliseconds is a good starting range. And if the source is bright, use Simpler's filter to take a little edge off. You don't need to destroy the top end yet. We just want it controlled. Here's an important mindset shift. Start with the rhythm, not the sound. If the groove feels good with a plain muted tone, the texture will work later. In DNB, groove usually beats complexity. Now create a 2-bar MIDI clip. Put in one note, or a simple repeating note pattern. The exact note depends on your source, but a good starting point might be something around C2, D-sharp 2, or G2. If you're using a vocal chop, one note is often enough, because the tone of the sample does a lot of the melodic work for you. Add the arpeggiator before Simpler in the MIDI effects chain. Set the rate to 1/16 if you want something controlled and musical, or 1/32 if you want a faster jungle motion. Try up, down, or converge depending on the feel you want. Keep the gate somewhere around 35-65% so the notes stay chopped and separated. If you want a wider sweep, increase the distance a little. 8 or 16 steps is usually enough for a beginner-friendly pattern. Now make the pattern breathe. Don't fill every beat. Leave space, especially around the snare. That's a huge part of the jungle feel. If you're building around an amen break, the ARP should live in the gaps, not fight the drum transients. Think of it like a call and response. The drums say something, then the ARP answers. Also, don't be afraid to move a couple of notes slightly off-grid or shorten one note here and there. That tiny instability helps the loop feel hand-cut instead of computer-perfect. That edited sample vibe is a big part of the Midnight Amen character. Next, add auto-filter after Simpler. This is where the sound starts to feel more like a sampled record than a clean MIDI patch. Start with a low-pass filter, either 12 or 24 dB. Set the cutoff somewhere in the few hundred hertz up to a couple kilohertz, range depending on how dark you want it. Add just a bit of resonance if you want the filter movement to speak more clearly. Now automate that cutoff over 2 or 4 bars. Start a little more closed at the beginning, then open it gradually as the phrase develops. You can also do quick little filter dips on individual hits if you want the sound to feel more chopped and manually re-triggered. This is a very jungle-friendly trick, because it adds motion without adding more notes. At this point, the ARP should already be moving nicely. Now we'd add grit, drop and saturator after the filter. This is a key part of the sound, because it gives the ARP some thickness, some edge, and that slightly overloaded tape or vinyl feel. Start with a small amount of drive, maybe 2-6 dB. Turn on soft clip so the distortion stays musical. If the sound gets too sharp, back off the filter cutoff a little. If it feels too clean, add a touch more drive. A good rule here is, don't chase loudness, chase texture. You want the ARP to feel worn in, not crushed. If your source is a vocal chop, saturation is especially useful because it helps the syllable sit like an instrument rather than a raw sample. In darker DNB, vocal fragments often work best when they behave almost like percussion. Now let's add a little vinyl style age and instability. You can use Redux very gently for subtle bit reduction and downsampling. Don't go extreme unless you really want a lo-fi effect. Just a little bit of reduction can make the sample feel more worn. You can also add auto pan for slow movement if you want the sound to wobble a bit in the stereo field. Keep it subtle. You don't want the groove to fall apart. Another nice trick is to duplicate the track. Detune the copy slightly, maybe 5 to 9 cents, and keep it very quiet under the main layer. That can create a subtle dusty wobble without sounding obvious. If you want even more sample style personality, try a tiny timing offset on one note or reverse a single slice later on. Now make sure the ARP fits with the low end. This is really important in drum and bass. High pass the ARP around 120 to 250 Hz, so it stays out of the way of the kick and sub. If there's muddiness in the lower mids, cut a little around 200 to 400 Hz. If the arrangement is busy, keep the ARP mostly mono or near mono so the center of the mix stays strong. Listen to it at low volume too. If you can still hear the rhythm and feel the emotion quietly, that usually means the part is sitting well. Next, add space carefully. A short delay can give the ARP movement and depth, and a little reverb can make it feel atmospheric, but keep both controlled. Use a short delay time like 1/8, 1/8 dotted, or 1/16 depending on the groove. Keep feedback low to moderate. Roll off the highs so the repeats don't get hissy. For reverb, use a short to medium decay, low wet amount, and a high pass on the reverb return so it doesn't cloud the low mids. If possible, put delay and reverb on send tracks instead of directly on the channel. That gives you much better control. And for a classic tension move, automate the delay send up right before the drop, then cut it suddenly. That creates anticipation fast. Now turn this into an arrangement. Duplicate the 2-bar loop out to 8 or 16 bars. You can mute the ARP for the first beat of the drop if you want the drums to hit clean. Then bring it back in later as a development layer. Try removing a few notes in the second half of the section so the pattern evolves instead of looping identically. A simple structure might look like this. Filtered ARP and break in the intro, then sub and heavier drums come in. Then the ARP opens up and gets a little more saturated, then it drops out briefly for a drum and bass switch up. Even if you're making a loop-based idea, think in phrases. That helps the track feel intentional and DJ-friendly. If you want a more authentic chopped final feel, resample the ARP once you like the direction. Record it onto a new audio track, or freeze and flatten it. Then chop the audio into smaller slices. Cut on transients or word starts. Reverse one slice occasionally, or shift one slice a hair early or late. That's a classic jungle workflow. Once the sound becomes audio, it starts to feel more like a real edited sample than a plugin patch. And that's the core of the technique. Take a vocal or tonal sample. Turn it into a short rhythmic ARP, then give it chop, saturation, filtering, and controlled space, so it feels like a worn vinyl fragment inside a drum and bass tune. A few things to watch out for. Don't make it too bright. Don't leave too much low end in it. Don't drown it in reverb. And don't over chop it until the groove stops flowing. The sweet spot is a pattern that feels edited, not overworked. For a quick practice challenge, build 3 versions of the same 2-bar ARP. Make one version clean, one version dusty with saturation and a little bit reduction, and one version more chaotic with a reversed slice and a timing offset. Then place them in an 8-bar sequence and compare how each one supports the breakbeat. That's a great way to learn how much character you actually need. If it sounds like a dusty midnight sample that drives the groove without crowding the mix, you've nailed it.